Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And we're watching Hurricane Matthew as it spins on those TV weather maps up the Florida coast with winds of up to 120 miles per hour. We're going to keep an eye on that. But here's a story from calmer waters that hide a problem below the surface. Last year, a record 61 whales were tangled up in fishing gear off the West Coast. Fishing lines kill all sorts of sea life, but in whales, it cuts off circulation to the fins and can lead to death. It's a growing problem around the world. Well, now fishermen are testing ropes that break away more easily under the weight of the animals. Here now is Peter O'Dowd, went lobstering off the coast of New England to learn more.
John Havlin's 40-foot wooden trawler is charging due east out of Green Harbor, Massachusetts.
And we're going to go out and haul some lobster traps.
Those traps are sitting on the ocean floor about a mile off the coast. A mile feels like a long way when the swells are this high.
This is maybe three foot. It's not too bad today. That's it. And this is for everybody out there in radio land. He almost fell over.
There's a reason we're bobbing out here in the open ocean. Havlin is president of the South Shore Lobster Fishermen's Association. He got a grant to test out new ropes that he's attached to his lobster traps. A few minutes later, we see a buoy floating on the surface that tells Havlin where the trap is set.
What I'm doing now is grabbing my lobster buoy. Everybody has their own, or has various colors that they use. In this particular situation, mine is orange, black, and green.
The buoy is attached to a line that runs straight down to the ocean floor. It's this kind of rope that gets wrapped around a passing whale. Havlin pulls a crank, and the rope comes out of the water. The lobster pot is right behind it.
There it is.
Here's the first trap.
Oh, it's empty.
In your eyes, it's empty. That's why you have multiple traps.
So let's see this thing. Let's see this rope that you got here.
All right.
Most of Havlin's rope is neon blue, but every 40 feet or so, he's cut the line and replaced it with a bright orange synthetic sleeve.
If you could just envision, there was a toy that you'd have a long time ago as a 10-year-old, when I was 10 years old, and you'd put your fingers into this tube, and then when you tried to pull back out, it would lock down on it.
Chinese finger trap.
There's very various versions of what that's called, but it's under that theory.
The theory is that tension pulling in opposite directions will keep the sleeve locked in place. One of Havlin's standard ropes will break at 3,000 pounds of pressure, which is too much for most whales to break through. But with this one,
what in theory would happen would be that it breaks at 1,575 pounds, and that would be the weak link.
It's a simple idea, but the fix could mean the difference between life and death for the endangered North Atlantic right whale. It's not just a problem in New England. Back in June, this blue whale got tangled in fishing lines off the coast of Dana Point, California. Dave Anderson's whale watching company came across the 80-foot animal listing in the water and took this video.
See how he's floating with his chin out of the water? That is not good.
The National Marine Fisheries Service says 2015 was the worst year for whale entanglements off the West Coast since 1982, when record keeping began. Whale feeding grounds are shifting as the oceans warm, and successful conservation efforts mean more whales are competing for space with fishermen. Back on the dock in Green Harbor, New England aquarium scientist Tim Werner says it's also been a rough year on the East Coast.
There have been 6 entanglements of endangered North Atlantic right whales this year alone. Off the northeastern U.S., two died already, 2 likely will share the same fate. So it's been a bad year for right whales, and these entanglements are occurring all over the world.
So, can a rope that breaks at 1,600 pounds of pressure instead of 3,000 pounds solve the problem? Werner says it helps.
That would be progress. The evidence from our research suggests that the larger whales should be able to break free from that gear.
but that means younger right whales and smaller animals can still get tangled up and drowned in the modified ropes.
These are, you know, close relatives of ours in the sea, and they do sense a lot of pain and suffering from this, and it's pretty gruesome thing to see when these ropes tear in over time into the tissue of flippers and tails and cause a lot of disfiguration.
This is part of the reason why John Haviland and a few of his fellow lobstermen are testing these ropes off the New England coast. But it's also about his livelihood. Federal rules are in place to protect the right whale. They prohibit him from setting traps for several months each winter.
Obviously, I want all the whales to be happy, but I also want to have happy lobstermen as well.
If he can show these modified ropes work, maybe he'll be allowed to brave the Atlantic a few more days each year. For Here and Now, I'm Peter O'Dowd.